from the latest happenings on the diamond.
With the team here the last couple days, Eric Hoff had a big weekend, and pitchers love throwing to him. I mean, he's a great, great teammate.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
Some of these deals, and of course the way that the wild card picture is right now, if the narrative is that there might be teams that are both buying and selling.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. From unwanted furniture to full-service residential and commercial cleanouts, go to twomeninajunktruck.com to book your free, no-obligation, same-day estimate.
To use a baseball reference, we are rounding third, headed for home on the Brewer season. Just 5 games left after another victory last night for the Brew Crew. Good morning, Sophia. How are you doing today?
That's a good analogy, Jen. We're rounding third.
That's my fault. My fault.
That's where we're at.
Appreciate it. I heard, and I was not there, but I heard that there was some booing going on at AmFam Field on Sunday. And apparently Murph was kind of into it because team was down 8-0. They ended up rallying to win that game. Do you also subscribe to the theory that Murph was putting out there that the team needed to hear boos from the hometown fans to kind of wake them up a little bit? Because to me, I was like, no, this is a first place team. They won the division. Yeah. They deserve a little grace.
I do tend to side with you, Jen, on this one. I like, all of that is true, right? Like, they just clinched on Wednesday. Sure, there was a little bit of an emotional hangover, maybe physical one for some guys, right? Like, the day after. The first 3 games of that Arizona Diamondbacks series were just not typical of what we have seen from this Brewers team. So I get it, right? And Sunday, one of the coaches said, you know, the first 3 innings of that game, maybe as ugly as what we have seen this team play all year, right? There was just, it was 8-0. There were some mistakes made, just kind of just not much offense, like the at-bats, and it wasn't off to a good start. So then the fans started booing, and then they just started chipping away, right? It was a run in the third. It was 2 runs the next inning. Then you're like, okay, it's down to 5, right? It's the middle of the game. There's still a lot of ball game left, as we always say. And Murph has been, like, really honest all year about what the fans mean to this team, right? He's been begging and pleading and asking for fans to come out and see this team and support them because they've earned that. And it is a really fun team to watch. And it's a really good brand of baseball, and it's really competitive. They were frustrated. They didn't like what they saw Sunday afternoon. And then, you know, you talk to the players about it, and they'll tell you, like, no, of course no one wants to get booed. Nobody wants to be booed by their home fans, especially 2 days after you win a division, and they've accomplished so much. But everyone's a competitor, right? And it might feed you a little bit. It might get you going. It might piss you off. It might say, okay, like, we'll clean it up and we'll play better. So yeah, I don't know if it was the fans booing or not, but something turned around after that third inning. And obviously it ended up being the best comeback and probably the best win of the year.
Sophia, we had Robin Yao and Murph on Friday, and I asked Robin, I said, how important is it to get this bye? And I was kind of surprised by his answer. He said, not at all. He said, baseball is meant to be played every day. And Murph pretty much echoed what Robin said. Is that smoke or is that what players believe? Because in football, you want that bye. You want that week. And I know football's different, but you want that week to heal. Is that what players think?
I think, look, there's an argument for both. The argument for having the bye and securing one of those top 2 spots is you get yourself essentially an all-star break, right? You get those 4 or 5 days to physically get some rest. I think this is more important when you're going into a 5-game series, but to set your rotation, right, to get everybody maybe any additional side work they need, your relievers, to get them refreshed and ready to go. Of course, position players benefit from that long. But I will tell you, for position players and for hitters, that is a longer break. I think the All-Star break is different because you know you're coming back to a lot of baseball and definitely not the urgency and the intensity that the postseason is. So I think that's where, and it's happened to teams before, right? It's happened to teams mm-hmm. like the Braves and the Dodgers where you get that bye and they just come back and they just don't look the same, right? And they get bounced, and then you wonder, oh gosh, was it because they took this time off? Now, if you're a hot team and you come in and you're playing like your hair's on fire just to secure, you know, one of those wild card spots, you want to keep that going, mm-hmm. right? I think about the Brewers in 18. That was how they felt all of September. You know, they rattled off 20 wins in the month after being down 5. And then you go into game 163 at Wrigley for the tiebreaker game. And they wanted to, I mean, it was a noon game on a Monday. And they went in there and there was absolutely no doubt they were going to win that game. Like zero doubt. I mean, it was, they were so confident. And I think that's kind of what Robin is talking about is when you're playing like that and you've got momentum, you just, that is the rhythm of baseball. You show up the next day and you want to keep it going.
Sophia Minert hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as we talk about the Brew Crew as they prepare for the playoffs. Sophia, walk me through the bullpen. What do you see as, mm-hmm. what do you think they're going to do? How do you think this shakes out? Who will they carry? How do you think that will shake out over the next few days headed into the postseason?
Yeah, so I think that this is going to be a very interesting puzzle because they're still trying to get, first of all, just for the regular season, they're still trying to get Nick Mears back off the injured list. That could happen as soon as today or tomorrow. Brian Hudson, the lefty, who has been so huge for this team all season, he's been down in AAA since the early part of September now. And now he's in Arizona just continuing his work since the AAA season ended. And then when you look at putting together a postseason roster, navigating a three-game series is very different than navigating five, obviously. So if last year's any indication, last year they carried 11 pitchers and 15 position players. They are capped at 13, just like they would be for a regular season roster. And I was talking to one of the guys in the front office over the weekend, and I guess historically in the three-game wild card series format, no team has ever used more than 10 pitchers. So I thought that was kind of interesting of like, you know, you're obviously planning for depth, and I think this Brewers team could get really creative of how you line things up. I think you would assume that, like, Freddy Peralta is going to get game one. You can make a lot of arguments for who should get game two. And then in your bullpen, you know, you're going to have your regulars, you know, Devin Williams, Trevor McGill, Yoel Piamps, Aaron Ashby, I think, has absolutely earned a spot in there. You're going to want a good mix of lefties and righties. And then I think it depends on who comes back, right, of that injured group that I was talking about. So they've got some really interesting decisions to make. And it would not surprise me if they got creative in terms of maybe a bullpen game or, you know, how the starters are going to be on shorter leashes, obviously. So, yeah, you're going to do everything possible to win that three-game series if that's what ends up happening next week.
So, Sophia, if they get past that opening round, is there a preference on who they would want to play first, the Phillies or the Dodgers, or does it not matter?
I don't think it matters. I mean, you know you're going to have a tough fight with either one of them. They lost the season series to both of them, if that, you know, factors into anything. I think, you know, it's like with the Phillies, to me, they just seem like the most complete team in the National League. There's obviously more recency there, having just played them here at home. And then I think with the Dodgers, you know, they last saw them in July. So, you know, you're going to have to deal, you know, that top of the lineup with Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani, and then, you know, Freddie Freeman, I don't know if I said him, but I mean, that's a Hall of Fame top four. Yeah. That's just a juggernaut. So I think, you know, you've heard this from this team every day. They want to play good baseball heading into next week. They want to continue to win. They want to continue to play hard. Obviously, you've got to win that wild card series, which anything can happen in a three-game set. And the field looks really interesting. You know, like the Padres clinched last night, so we know they're in. But then between the Diamondbacks, who have now lost three straight since Sunday, that big comeback, the Mets and the Braves, they're beating up on each other right now. So it's going to be really interesting which team is left out. And that's the team, right, that that sixth seed, that's the team that the Brewers are going to get if they do indeed stay in the three.
Brewers with a final homestand Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against the Mets. Get out there, support the team, be loud, F and wah, and all of it at AmFam Field. Sophia, thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate you.
All right, yeah, let's hope for a fun weekend this coming weekend.
She's Sophia Minert. You can catch her on Bally Sports Wisconsin, covering your Brew Crew all season long. Joshy?
That conversation with Sophia Minert and all our coverage of the hunt for Brew October is sponsored by, Delta Dental.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If it's gotten to the point...
No, I don't think shower.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to take a shower? You just told me you're offended by your own BO.
No, but I think it's deodorant, Gabe. Showering does nothing. It really doesn't.
You are wrong.
Because
you must be showering wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.